Could you state your name, please?
Eva.
Good afternoon, Eva.
Good afternoon.
How old are you, Eva?
I'm 17 years old.
And how old were you when this case was filed, Eva?
This case was filed on my 14th birthday.
Where do you live?
I live in Livingston, Montana.
What family members do you live with, Eva?
I live with my mom, dad, sister, brother, and three dogs.
And what school do you attend?
I'm homeschooled.
And what grade are you going into?
I'm going to be a senior this fall.
Do you have a favorite subject?
English.
I understand you're interested in writing.
Yes, very.
What types of writing do you enjoy doing?
I really enjoy creative writing, and I'm currently working on a novel.
What's that about?
It's kind of like a fantasy adventure thing. Very geeky.
It sounds exciting. Do you draw from your own personal experiences in your writing, Eva?
I do occasionally.
Are you involved in any clubs?
I am. I started a writing club last year.
And can you tell us a little bit about that club?
We like to review each other's writing, give feedback, and talk about other literary things.
Have you worked at any jobs?
I have. I worked for a summer at a little outdoor company called Dan Bailey's in Livingston, and I'm currently working at a restaurant called Gill's Goods.
What types of activities do you enjoy doing in your free time?
Well, I enjoy writing, reading, and drawing, and I really enjoy being outside.
And what do you like to do outside?
I love to hike, bike, backpack, ski, and raft on the river.
I just put a photo on the monitor. What are we looking at here?
That is a photo of me on the Yellowstone River.
Are you floating down the river in a boat?
Yep.
Does this accurately reflect your experience on the Yellowstone River when you float?
This does, yes.
And so do you float rivers with your family quite a bit?
I do.
Do you have a favorite river?
The Yellowstone River, for sure.
So you must spend a lot of time on the Yellowstone River?
I do.
Doesn't the Yellowstone River run right through Livingston?
It does.
Do you live nearby?
I do.
How long does it take you to get to the Yellowstone from your house?
It's like a 2 to 5 minute walk.
Can you describe what we're seeing here, Eva?
That is a photo of me walking along the levee along the Yellowstone River.
And how far away, so is this levee nearby your house too?
Yes.
I think for a lot of people living so close to such an iconic river, it seems pretty dreamy. Do you feel like you have a connection to the river?
I do. It's very important to me.
What do you like? What do you like about it?
I love swimming in it. So like, I just love being in it. I love being around it. It really calms me down. It makes me feel more connected to my surroundings. And I have spent a lot of time on it, and I have a lot of really beautiful memories of that place.
Eva, do you have an understanding of what climate change is?
I do.
What is your understanding?
My understanding is that it is a great imbalance within our world. And it is something that is affecting all of us, but I feel that it's especially affecting the youth of today.
How did you become aware of what you believe to be climate change?
I came aware of it at a young age, sometime in my childhood. I remember not fully understanding it at first, but then becoming increasingly aware of it as I got older.
Could you take a look at the monitor and describe what we're looking at here, Eva?
This is a screenshot of an article.
And do you recall what the article is about?
Yes, there was a sudden death, a bunch of deaths of whitefish in the Yellowstone in 2016. And it was, I recall that it was caused by a parasite that spread really rapidly through the fish population because of very little
foundation and speculation.
The witness is testifying to her memory of this event, and I'm happy to ask more questions to Lacey.
Ask her some more questions.
Eva, do you recall a time when you couldn't go to the Yellowstone River like you typically do in the summer?
Yes, I do recall a time.
And when was that?
Well, in the summer of 2016, there was a huge parasite outbreak among the whitefish population. And they closed down the river, all access to the river, because they were worried that dogs could get very sick from the parasite.
And so at that time, you were not able to go down to the river for fear of, you know, hurting your dogs?
Yeah, and it was just completely closed off, yes.
It was so the river was closed by the law. Right. Given your testimony that you spend so much time at the river in the summer, what were your thoughts during that time about the fact that it was right there, but you couldn't go to it?
You know, it was strange. I spend a lot of time. I try to go down there pretty much daily, especially in the summer. So not having access to that felt very, made me feel like slightly limited, and it was really weird.
So living so close to the Yellowstone River, have you witnessed some pretty big flood events in the past years?
I have.
Do you recall a major flood event last summer?
Yes, I did.
Can you describe that for us?
Last year on June 13th of 2022, which is tomorrow, it will be the 1 year anniversary of the flood, Yellowstone flooded. And it deeply impacted my community.
What types of impacts did you observe from that flood event, Eva?
Well, first of all, during the flood event, many homes were flooded and a lot of citizens had to evacuate.
Did you see much flood damage in your community?
I did, yes.
Can you describe that for us a bit?
We had a friend whose home and business were flooded, and a lot of people's basements or storage units were also flooded.
Did you volunteer during that time to help your community?
I did, yes.
And what did you do to volunteer?
Well, on the day of the flood, I helped fill sandbags, and after the fact, I helped clean out people's homes.
Was this the first time you'd seen a flood of this scale?
Yes.
Were you afraid?
Very.
How did it make you feel?
Well, it made me feel very, very scared. And in that moment, I felt threatened and attacked, and I didn't know what to do. And there was all sorts of emotions running, and my mind was racing, and I just couldn't quite wrap my head around it. And it was all just, it was very tumultuous.
We saw a photo earlier of you, what you said was you walking along the levee. Were you concerned about that levee would fail during that flood event?
I was, yes.
How do you know, or why were you concerned about that levee breaking?
The original pathway to the Yellowstone flowed right by where my current home is. And before the levee was built, it was right there. And if the levee burst, it is my understanding that the river would flood all of that residential area where I live.
I put an image on the monitor that has been marked as plaintiff's exhibit P108. Does this look familiar to you?
Yes, it does.
And what are we looking at here?
That is a photo of me, my dad, and a city worker filling up sandbags with a traffic cone.
And is this during that Yellowstone flood we were just discussing?
Yes, it was the morning of.
Is this an accurate depiction of you filling sandbags?
Yes, it is.
Eva, why did you go out to help sell sandbags during that flood?
Because I felt I needed to take immediate action. It was something that just happened overnight, and it was not expected whatsoever, and I just needed to do something.
Looking at that photo, what are you doing with the traffic cone?
We're using the traffic cone as a funnel to get the sand into the sandbags.
And was that your only way to fill the sandbags at the time?
It was. Eventually, we devised a strategy of using two people and a shovel and somebody holding the bag.
Did you fill a lot of sandbags that day?
I did.
Do you remember how many hours you worked on that?
I worked for about 7 hours filling sandbags.
That must have been pretty exhausting, Eva.
It was pretty tiring.
But you kept at it for 7 hours?
Yes.
Why?
Well, I didn't know what else to do. This was something totally unprecedented. Our town didn't have much infrastructure in place for an event like this, and I felt like this was something I could do that could help people in the moment.
Eva, I'm going to put up a series of photos on the screen and have you explain to the court what they are one by one. Do you recognize this photo?
I do, yes.
Can you describe that photo for us, please?
This is the photo on the levee the day after the flood occurred. Those are the sandbags we filled.
Is it possible that some of those sandbags we see there are the ones you filled?
Yes.
Great. I've displayed another photo, which has been marked as plaintiff's exhibit P109. Does this look familiar to you?
Yes, it does.
Is this from the same spot or similar spot?
It is. It's very close to the spot of the previous photo.
Eva, did you feel a sense of urgency when you were spending 7 hours that day as the floodwaters rose to fill sandbags?
Absolutely. I mean, I had no idea what the river could do. If it overtook the levee, well, that would be really awful. And I simply had no clue what would happen. So I just kept going and going and going.
Eva, I've displayed another photo that's been marked as plaintiff's exhibit P110. Could you please describe this photo for us?
This is a photo of one of our local parks where we hold the weekly farmers market during the summer. And in this photo, it is flooded.
Is it normally flooded?
No.
Was this a result of the flood event last summer on the Yellowstone?
Yes, it was.
Is this what it looked like that day? And what is this, Eva?
This is a photo taken probably about a month ago, and it is what the park looks like normally.
What do you typically use this park for?
Well, like I said before, the farmer's market, we love to come here and play with the dogs, and it's just a really enjoyable spot to picnic.
Eva, I can tell how much you care about your community. How does it feel to see it impacted by an event like what happened last summer with the Yellowstone flood?
It made me feel very vulnerable. It worried me about our other citizens. It made me feel, very scared and just so worried about what could happen in the future.
Sitting right here, right now, knowing that tomorrow is, 1 year ago to the day, can you still remember your feelings during that time?
Yes, I can. I felt so panicked. I felt just like, I don't know, just felt like really, very strong sense of urgency. I felt like I felt hopeful in the way that maybe things would work out really well, but, and there wouldn't be much damage. And there was also the sense of dread of what the aftermath would look like.
Are you worried that a flood like this might happen again to your community?
Yes.
Eva, in addition to this major flood event last summer, have you had other flooding impacts in your life?
I have.
What is another example of when flooding has impacted you?
Back in the spring of 2018, we had a bridge that was deemed unfit for use, and then there was a temporary bridge installed in place when that bridge was taken out.
And what did you use that bridge for?
We used that bridge to commute to town every day.
Where would you commute from?
We lived east of Livingston, and we had to commute across the Shields River and the Yellowstone River in order to get into town every day.
And so after the bridge was damaged, was your family able to drive across that bridge?
So I could repeat that question?
Sure. Was your family able to use the bridge initially after it was damaged?
We were initially. We would drive to the bridge, walk across, and then hop in a car on the other side. Died and drive the rest of the way into town.
Do you remember how long you did that for?
Probably a couple of months until the car ran out of gas on the south side of the bridge.
And then what did you do?
Then we biked 2 miles from the house to the bridge, walked across the bridge, and then drove the rest of the way into town.
Could you describe that road for us?
It's a very bumpy, uneven road. It borders the Yellowstone River and these rocky cliffs.
Was there a temporary bridge installed?
There was, yes.
Good idea.
What happened to that bridge?
The temporary bridge washed away completely in the spring of 2019.
Eva, I've shown you a photo that's been marked as Plaintiff's Exhibit P13. Can you describe that for me?
This is a photo of my dad, brother, sister, dog, and I as we look at the remains of the temporary bridge.
And is this an accurate depiction of what it looked like?
Yes.
So when the temporary bridge washed away, can you describe for us how you got into town then?
Well, as you can see, the original route is in blue, and we would go across Shields and then the Yellowstone and straight into town. When that bridge was completely washed away, we would have to go all the ways around to Springdale and then hop on I-90.
Did that add quite a lot of time to your commute into town?
Yes, it did.
How often would you go into town during that time?
Well, we still usually had to go almost daily for groceries and work and activities and all that. So, yeah, daily.
Eva, I put up another photo that's been marked as Plaintiff's Exhibit 35. Do you recognize this?
Yes.
And so this is a screenshot from the Bozeman Daily Chronicle from March 29th, 2019. Could you please describe this for us?
This is a photo depicting the Shields River after the bridge had been washed away.
After the bridge washed away and your family had a much longer commute into town, do you feel like that put some stress on your family?
Absolutely. We had to be more strategic about when we left home, and we would have to make sure we brought everything we needed for the day. And yeah, there was just all this added stress because of that.
Did your family decide to move into town eventually after the bridge was washed out?
We did, yes.
To your knowledge, was your family's decision to move into town, was part of the reason for that, the bridge washout?
Yes, that was a major factor in us deciding to move.
Eva, have you had to deal with wildfire smoke?
Yes.
I'm showing you another photo, which has been marked as Plaintiff's Exhibit P8. Do you recognize this photo?
I do.
And can you please describe it?
This is a photo of my mom, sister, brother, and I in Glacier National Park.
Do you remember this trip?
I do, yes.
What stands out to you about this trip?
The smoke. We had both sets of my grandparents come up with us to Glacier. It was my mom's parents' very first time there. And we were there for about 3 days, and it was just extremely smoky.
Eva, I'm going to show you another photo. Will you please describe this photo?
This is a photo of me on top of Livingston Peak. This in August 2021.
Was that a pretty smoky day too?
It was.
Do you remember that hike?
I do.
Can you describe it for us?
It was more strenuous than your average hike. When it's smoky, it's a lot harder to breathe, and it's very exerting to get what normally would just be usual exercise.
Do you feel like smoke like this impacts your activities in the summer pretty regularly?
Yes.
For those of us who are lucky enough to have not had to deal with wildfire smoke, can you please describe in your words how you feel when you're outside trying to recreate or just be?
There's an added layer of distress when there's smoke in the air. It makes me, you know, it gives me a sore throat sometimes and a runny nose. And there's not only physical impacts, but there's also, yeah, the mental impacts. And having all that haze in the air, it's very heavy. And it just weighs you down. It depresses you. And every time you look outside, or you are outside and you smell it and you see it, it's just very, it's a very strong reminder of what's happening.
So, Eva, between the wildfire smoke and the pretty major flooding you've experienced as a young person already, how are you feeling about your future?
My future feels uncertain. I really don't know how it's going to play out.
Earlier you said you're 17 years old?
Yes.
You've been living with these floods and wildfires for a long time. Do you expect these kinds of events to continue?
I do, and there's no way of telling how often they will be in my future, and no way of telling when they'll come.
How does that make you feel, Eva?
It gives me a strong sense of, like, losing control and just having this sense of hopelessness.
Why did you choose to join this lawsuit?
I felt I needed to take action. And this felt like a way to do it. I couldn't vote. I still can't. So doing this is a way of getting my voice out there and being heard.
I assume you want to win this case.
Yes.
Well, what prevailing in this lawsuit mean to you?
It would ignite a sense of hope in me. It would be like kind of like the light at the end of a tunnel, and just kind of give me a sense that we're working in the right direction.
Thank you, Eva. Any further questions? Your Honor, I would like to move exhibits P8, P13, P35, P108, P109, and P110 into the record.
No objection for the purposes of the photographs on P35, and I believe there was one other that contains it. It's from a newspaper article.
And that wasn't an exhibit. It's okay. Demonstrative.
So the I have no problem with the photo, but the Oldman Chronicle article, I think it's hearsay.
All right. With that understanding, P8, P13, P35, P108, 109, and 110 are admitted.
Awesome.
any questions, Your Honor.
All right, you may step down. Thank you.
Thank you.